Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so grateful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious family of God everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. And it's always a blessing for the broadcast and the daily bread. It is very much needed and good food for the soul. Good edifying and encouraging preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice. Always preach with the love and joy you always have for the Lord. Just keep on preaching as the saints do need you. And may the Lord bless and strengthen you and all the saints everywhere. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer and our only hope. God bless you all, and Maranatha.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for another day. Help us to pray. Help us to walk in your way. Help us, Lord, to be what you would have us to be. We would all speak the same thing and have no divisions. We would be perfectly joined together in the same mind. We would apply ourselves during this special time of visitation to receive you, that we may receive from you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Am I okay? All right. All right. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Y'all want to hear the rest? We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. This is the word of God. For us, we need to apply it. Do it. It's for us. I found something that encouraged me again. The Lord did it, so that's why I'm always excited about Jesus. You know, I'm subject and influenced by the same things you are. So is your brother. But I believe it. Right response to God to get above that and always be excited about Jesus. Amen. Always have a praise for him. Hallelujah. Always have a thanksgiving for him. Now you would think that we being saved would automatically agree with this, but we don't get 100%. Plus we have our own way of doing it. You know, I'm excited in my heart, you know, but I'm not excited otherwise. It's just like our rebellion. Come on. Well, we're sitting down on the outside, but we're standing up on the inside. See? So, yeah, what? Come on, saints. Come on. Come on. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye land. Y'all don't know this scripture? Serve the Lord with gladness. Hallelujah. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, like I say, by the grace of God, I have a few words to say. Only by the grace of God. But God is always impressed for me to have something to say. Yeah, I praise the Lord. Somehow I want to give thanks to God. Yeah, I mean, that's the beginning of it, being thankful. That's why God saved us, so we could be thankful. It's amazing that he saved us and some are unthankful. We think nothing about it. Oh, I'm thankful in my heart. I'm not thankful in my mouth. Well, then you're just not thankful. Huh? Y'all better leave me alone. Yeah, I'm thankful in my heart, you know, but I'm not thankful in my mouth. Then you're just not thankful. Woo, you're just not thankful. Now, you see how I'm starting? If you don't like what I've said so far, you won't like anything else that I said. You might as well get out. Huh? It'll be more of the same. It'll be more the same. See, I'm straightforward with you. Now, some of you, he tried to trick you. No, I don't. I tell you, when I stand up, it's a call to worship. We're going to give glory to God. Should be automatic. God done everything. But somehow we think that, my God, we're doing God a favor when we make a joyful noise. Even though it's written in the book, this is the response that we get. And you, really?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Let me see. Giving thanks is a response for something received. That's what giving thanks is. So we should have plenty of it. He's given us everything that pertained to life and godliness. Gave his own son. Spared him not. Delivered him up for us all. How shall he then not with him freely give us all things? He said, ours is the kingdom. Yet, so thanksgiving is a response for things received. So God's not doing you wrong when he requires you to give him thanks. Hallelujah. On the other hand, unthankfulness is for what you not receive. Though God's given it to us, our response say he has not. So again, we make God a lie. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. So I'm almost done. I'm almost done.
Hallelujah.
Here's Luke. Whosoever shall receive this child in my name, Jesus said. Let me back up. Then there arose a reasoning among them, which of them should be greatest. It's just what happened when men get together. Two of them, three of them, four of them. This is a process. You might as well say amen. Y'all came too late to tell me. Oh, no, Pastor Rice. When men get together, they just find a low road by the grace of God. But normally what they do is try to put themselves against the brother in the idea and how they implement the idea in everything somehow in, you know, try to exalt themselves a bunch. Come on. It is natural. But we are sons of God. So I entreat us as sons of God. So here's what he did. Perceiving the thought of their heart, he took a child and set him by him. And he said unto them, whosoever shall receive this child in my name receiveth me. And whosoever shall receive me receiveth him that sent me. For he that is least among you all shall be great. That's what, if you want to be the greatest, that's there it is. And it's the same example that Jesus said. He is the greatest, you know. You must understand how that came to be. Well, you say he's God. Yes, but he divested himself of all of that and came in the form of a man. And then God raised him up. Y'all know we're Christians? Humble yourselves. Find your low road. Hallelujah. Be the greatest. And John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and we forbade him, because he followeth not us. Jesus said unto him, forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us. Amen. And that's how I see it. Huh? Because we're all sons of God. So you're not against me, are you? You must be for me. Now, I understand some of you are slowful in your worship and praise.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm not lying. I am not telling a lie. Nevertheless, I say that since you are with us, you're not against us. Praise the Lord. And of course, the enemy would like to picture us as adversaries. We're not adversaries. No matter how slothful you praise God, no matter how ungrateful you are, you know, we're not adversaries. No matter how much I reprove, rebuke, exhort, I'm not your adversary. See, we must understand that. That's what this scripture tells me. Because I'm with you. I'm not against you. You're with me. You're not against me. I'm not going to believe the devil's lie. Hallelujah. I will believe the report of the Lord. That's why Paul, in his wisdom, or in the wisdom of God, said we should be determined not to know anything amongst us. Of course, we don't know that as we should. We are determined to know. Well, I wasn't determined to know, but I looked in the fridge and saw the pizza box. So that's how I live here. Praise the Lord. Who ratted on me? The Lord just brought it to light. Guess you have to talk to him. Aren't you glad?
Yes, Lord.
God bring things to light so we can see.
Yes.
And again, I'm going to be redundant or say the same thing. Because we're talking about being together, not against each other. This scripture, let me read it again, and then I'll get to the other one. Okay? It says here, forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us. You all are not against me, so you're for me. I'm not against you, so I'm for you. Let's go to the other one then, okay? Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. I need you every hour. Hallelujah. John answered, said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followed us not. We forbade him because he followed not us. But Jesus said, forbade him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is on our part. So you're not against me. You must be on our part. Now, it means nothing if we just hear it with the natural ear. And mostly that's how we do. We can rise above that. Not if we think someone's against us. If you think I'm against you, you'll never rise above hearing with the natural ear. If you're going to, you must believe these scriptures that I just read. We're all of one blood. Born of the same Spirit of God. Oh, but they upset me. Probably so. you could turn that around as well. But understand that's not against us. It's for us. We're still being worked on. So, you know, it's against that which is not what God wants us to be. Y'all want me to say that again? It's against what's in us that God don't want us to be. It's never against the new man created after the image of him that created. You know, whatever it is, it's against, you know, that wickedness or unrighteousness or carnality. Yeah, if you put aside that, you'll understand that I'm not against you. Anytime that you think that my preaching or anything is against you, since you know I'm for you, I'm with you, then it must be carnal. Well, I've said it how many times? It is the truth. But, you know, just because it's spoken is not good enough. The truth is such that we must receive. Else everybody would be saved. You understand that. The truth is told.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
First, we must have a heart to receive it. And then we must supply ourselves. Now, we have eyes to see, ears to hear. We don't have to.
Thank you, Lord. Right.
But we can.
Amen.
If we do,
yes, Lord,
then we'll have to crucify ourselves.
Amen.
If we don't, then we love ourselves.
Right. Amen.
See how I say that?
Thank you, Lord.
And you still going to say that, that I'm against you somehow?
Thank you, Lord.
Huh?
Yes. Thank you,
Jesus. Instructions are not against you.
Amen. Amen.
No.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, I understand there is something in you that they are against, but what's in you is against you,
amen,
not the instructions. The instructions are against that which is against you. See how the enemy gets you turned upside down? You know, Lord is against me. He called me a wretched, low-down sinner. You know he does, don't you? And in his grace, he allow us to believe it. Huh? And if we get the victory, we'll have to believe it. Anytime we depart from that, we go back.
Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I'm thinking about how, you know, we say the same thing over and over again, and some receive it one measure, and some receive it in another measure. And some don't receive it at all. But a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven.
Amen.
It would do us good to understand that naturally we resist God in everything that is of God. But if we find ourselves resisting something, we should just automatically look and see, is this God? Because naturally that's what we do. But we do it the other way around. You know, we measured against our flesh and carnal mind, of course, it resists everything.
Yes. Amen.
Now, in the scriptures, I think it's Jeremiah talking to his people, which he gave over to the heathen many times, in righteousness, though. And the heathen did him very badly, in righteousness, though. Even in that, God would always deliver them. You know, there were some that, you know, got the axe. But there was a remnant that was delivered out. And many places it tells about the chastening of God, that we should not despise it, not think lightly of it. So he, out of his own mouth, he said to his people through the prophet, you're down there in Babylon, and they are, you're in tribute. You can't do what you want to do, can't go where you want to go. But don't think I'm against you. And the way he said it is, I know the thoughts that I think toward you. What that means is, don't think I'm against you. Well, this is a big, we need to overcome this, this stronghold, how, you know, folk think that I'm against
it. Thank you, Lord.
And
thank you, Lord.
That's given over to the devil's strategy.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Correction, chastisement is good.
Yes.
God said so.
Hallelujah.
Reproof of instructions is the way of life.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Well, that means we have to humble ourselves. And mostly what we have in relationships is a lack of humility. Because each one wants to be the greatest. There is an example in the book of Jesus Christ and the church. I think it's in Ephesians. And he compares Jesus Christ and the church, which is the body, as a man and a wife. Well, we don't receive that too well. Huh? We aren't to pick out all of God's faults. Of course, he doesn't have any. Well, that's not so with you, Pastor Rice. Well, no, that's not so. But I overcome my faults by saying I have faults.
Amen.
But still, I'm in the position that God gave me. Understand?
Yes.
Because I have faults doesn't move me away from the head of the house.
That's right.
See? And that's what we do. We like to pick out the faults. Say, well, he must be against me because I see those faults in him. And I see it this way and I see it that way. If you are not submitted, you won't see it right. Not ever. So as much as you look at me and say, well, you come on. When we submit to authority, to righteousness, then we see it as we ought to see. And if you see you as, the tail wagging the dog, you'll never see right. And you think the problem is it's got to measure up to the way you see. Well, what you have to do is submit to the righteousness of God. Then you will see. Now, I've said this before. But what I'm saying is, it's the truth. But we'll have to come to our time of visitation. Everybody understand that? That's what happened with the disciples. He told them lots of things, and they heard with their ears, but they, at the crucial time, they all forsook him and fled. But they came to their time of visitation. I think that's how it is with everybody. I the word's not going to return void. And if your heart's after God and you're yielded and continue to grow in grace, then at some point you will hear what I'm saying. Huh? That reproof and instruction are not against you. That submission actually is the power of God. No matter what, no matter who. But if your main motive is to find an occasion not to submit, then you're never going to hear right. Well, she did that or he did that, and I do things, you understand. Praise the Lord. I mean, we do. That's a natural course. Praise the Lord. But right is right. And right don't wrong anyone.
Amen.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Amen.
All right. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We're never going to get God's desired state and result in rebellion.
Amen.
I don't care if it's brother and brother, sister, sister, husband, wife.
Amen.
The submission in the right order must be instated.
Amen.
Then we can see things clearly.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Everybody understand?
Yes, Lord.
It's not wrong to receive instruction.
Amen.
Reproof and instruction are the way of life.
Thank you, Lord.
Huh?
Yes, Lord.
Wise man, love instruction.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, thank you, Lord. I'm almost done then.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Thank you.
Now, naturally, we don't love instructions.
Right.
No, we don't.
Amen.
This is what God has given us.
Amen.
Which we are somehow reluctant to tell him thanks.
Praise the Lord.
See?
What a mighty God.
In everything, give thanks. This is the will of God. Good, acceptable, perfect will of God. This we receive as we present our body. But if we fall short in that, then we really don't see any need for us to vocally say thank you. I'm thankful in my spirit. See? Now, how often do I say this? I'm not impressed by folk that say they're thankful in their spirit. They say they love God in their spirit. But they don't love their neighbor and well. So you saying that you're saying thanks in your heart means nothing. Because if you say thanks in your heart, you will say it with your mouth. See, this is the plainest, most flat-footed preaching I have, and yet it's not being received. See. And it's only by the grace of God I just don't throw up my hands and quit.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
But I do know his grace is sufficient.
Yes.
Absolutely. See how I speak what the word speaks?
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
So you could do the same now.
Yes.
You
Hallelujah.
Would. This righteous order of God is not
yes,
against
Lord.
Me.
Thank you,
see?
Jesus. Yeah,
you ought to say
Thank
it.
You, Jesus.
It's truth if you don't say it.
Amen.
But it'll help you if you say it.
Hallelujah.
Say, the righteous order of God, it's right. It's
it
for
is
me.
Right. The righteous order
see?
Of God is right. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Well, it is.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I believe we'll overcome.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of course, we've never been in times like these before.
Amen.
I mean, there's never been so much corruption.
Amen.
Rebellion.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Deception.
Yes.
Never like before. And as we live, it only increases.
Amen.
Evil men. And seducers shall wax worse and worse,
Amen.
Deceiving and being deceived.
Amen.
Now, the world might think it no problem to diss the authority, but we somehow should rise a little bit higher than that. But we are so accustomed to rebellion and walking in our own way that somehow we just can't perceive or conceive that we should submit to anybody. No matter what Jesus Christ did, we're so spiritual, but we can't understand that that's his strong suit.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
It's even written in the book.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Being in the form of God, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made of himself of no reputation. I'm not going to try to rise above. Also, he was found in the form of a man, being made in the likeness of a man. Well, he humbled himself and became obedient.
Amen.
Now, I know you're going to say, well, you know, it's not right for a husband to hit a wife. It's not. Y'all read my lips. It's not. It's not right for a wife to rebel against her husband. Which is the greater? Well, they're equal. And one doesn't justify the other. No matter how rebellious she is, you shouldn't whack her.
Amen.
See? Y'all hear me preaching?
Amen.
But still, she should submit to me.
Amen.
Or she should submit to her husband.
Amen.
I'm preaching it good.
Yes, Lord.
If you're going to say, well, you know, he didn't do right, so that allows me to do it. Huh? The only way you're going to have a husband like Jesus Christ is to see Christ in him.
Amen.
Otherwise, he won't be like Jesus Christ. That's the same with your brother.
Yes.
Only way you're going to have a brother like Jesus,
Amen.
You find Christ in him.
Hallelujah.
Now, you can't find Christ in your husband? Oh, thank you. Praise God. Then there you go. A perfect man. How about that? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. You know, to the degree that there's nothing that should prevent us
Amen.
From submitting to the rightful order of God.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
It's not right for a husband to hit the wife. Absolutely not. Y'all hear me saying that? Now, don't say I'm justifying myself. I'm not doing that. I say it's not right. Again, it's not right for the wife not to submit to the husband. But neither justifies the other.
Right.
Wife don't submit, doesn't justify her being whacked.
That's right.
Well, if I whack her, then it doesn't nullify that she should submit.
Right.
I see. Amen. Wait, we lost you along the
Amen.
Way, didn't we? I see. Well,
Amen.
One wrong is this, but the other wrong doesn't matter.
No.
You a damn liar.
Amen.
No matter how rebellious the wife is, Amen. The husband shouldn't hit her.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. True.
Absolutely not. And we shouldn't hit our brother. We shouldn't hit our sister. Neither natural or spiritual. There are some hits that can be done that's not physical. Yeah. Rebellion is one of them. You see? Y'all don't know that? Well, what do you think God thinks about rebellion? Y'all not listening to me.
Thank you, Jesus. Truth, Lord.
Rebellion is you rising above.
Yes.
Yeah, so when the wife decides she'll do whatever she wants to do, then she rises above the husband. Who is the Christ in her life? Now, this is what the Bible says. Now, I know we're spiritual, so we understand this spiritual application of Christ in the church. Husband don't understand, but I understand. If he understood like I understood, then he'd know how to be the husband to me. Well, the wife is never going to understand the way the husband understands, else God got it wrong. I'm just going to speak plainly to y'all. Huh? God did get it right. Timothy, you by yourself, brother. I'm not going to back up, though. Hallelujah. God did get it right. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to find it and read it, okay? Like I said, we've heard it before. Well, do you want folk to go around whacking you? No, I don't, but it happens anyway. I guess you all think the most terrible thing somebody could do is harm your body. Jesus said, fear not the one that can destroy your body. That's what he said. And me being, you know, in this flesh, know that there's some physical things I'd rather have than the other. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
Jesus. Because you get the figure, it's Dunkliffe.
Amen.
You know, after John Rice got through putting it on me, then, you know, after a little while, I was, got a little bit of relief. You know, but if every time he'd see me, he'd look at me little, real mean and let me know that he didn't love me, then that would have been worse than the whipping.
Exactly.
I would say, Dad, whip me. Beat me. Come on. That's what I would say. Beat me, Dad. Huh? But if here's from God's perspective, if mostly what he gets from us is rejection of his word, his truth, his rightful order, then it'd be better if we just whacked him. Yeah, he probably go ahead and whack me and then come on, submit to me. Yeah, exactly. But you know, y'all don't understand that?
Yes.
No matter how we polish our shoes and spit shine our boots, you know, and get our gig line straight, and our attitude and response toward God is nasty, he's not pleased with us. And if he would tell you, then he would use a measure to tell you.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, that's what the preaching is about.
Amen.
See?
Thank you, Jesus.
It tells you what God is, what he emphasized.
Yes, Lord.
What's his priority.
Yes,
what's important to him.
Amen.
It's not the outward appearance.
Amen. Amen.
Now, the hypocrite loves the outward appearance.
Right.
That's his reward.
Amen.
God's not looking for a bunch of pious people.
Amen.
You know, with long sleeves and button-up collars, long dresses. Huh? He's looking for some humility, some meekness, some obedience. I'm not preaching it right? Well, how we do it is we do the other stuff and we're, you know, sort of puzzled why God's not pleased with us. You know, oh, you know, I show up and my spirit's not right. Huh? What God guys try to give us, we spit it out. Either immediately or
thank
soon
you,
after.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless your holy name. Bless your holy name.
And we say, well, you know, I'm serving God good.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't know why he always beat me up in the preaching.
Hallelujah.
Well, we should understand he's righteous.
Yes.
See how we could always go back to that? Job knew that.
Hallelujah.
Job said, though he slay me,
yes.
I will trust him.
Amen.
So, you know, if you want to get somebody angry with you, you reprove them in righteousness. If their heart ain't right, you can tell now. They don't have to say a word. Because their spirit changed.
Yes. Yes.
And after that, the countenance changed.
Yes.
Really?
Amen.
And, well, I'm still here, and I'm still got my long dress on, and my hair is still long. But we're not seeking after that meek and quiet spirit. Meek and quiet don't rise up above the authority.
Amen.
You know, but here's our excuse. Well, you know, the authority over me is so upside down and backwards, I can't help myself. Is that how we do it?
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Well, I guess we'll have to ask God to help us.
Amen.
I don't think he's going to change. He can't do that.
Amen.
His word is immutable.
Amen.
Huh? Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, today, and forever.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you.
Glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
So the things that I emphasize, some just don't think they need emphasized.
Right.
One of them is what you say.
Right.
You know, I say we should all say thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Some don't
Amen.
Think that's important. I stand and look at you.
You.
Huh? I'm not going to change
Amen.
It, though.
Amen.
No, I'm not.
Amen.
I might as well throw away the book if I say we should be thankful.
Thank you, Lord.
The other thing I say, we should be careful how we use this
yes,
thing.
Lord.
And we all use our tongue.
Amen.
We just don't want to use it for the glory
thank
of God.
You.
And God's not happy about it. You know, we complain real good. Huh? Especially about authority that's over us. Huh? But we don't give thanks real good. Or if we do, we don't do it with the right heart. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Now, somehow I knew that old John Rice wasn't against me, even
Amen.
From my youth up. I never thought this man that take that switch and beat me like that. It never came into my heart that he was against me.
Amen.
Really? Now I'm not taking any credit, but it is my testimony.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm amazed that people here think that I'm against him.
Thank you, Lord.
It is amazing. Even me and my youth and stupidity and ignorance, I always knew that the stern man John Rice wasn't against me.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. God says it like this. Authority is not against you.
That's right. Amen.
No matter who it is.
That's right.
The King Supreme.
Amen.
Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
The husband over you.
Amen.
The elders,
yes, Lord.
They're not against you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Authority is not against
Amen.
You. There's a way to, you know how what you do with authority?
Obey.
Submit to it.
Yes.
And that's what we just can't understand.
Thank
we, well, the authority, I got to get them to see it my way. No. They see it your way, they can't be the authority.
Amen.
If you see it their way, then you can submit.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Pastor Rice.
Beautiful.
Well, it is beautiful.
Yes, yes.
God gave it to me to say.
Yes, thank you.
Now you can take that or leave it.
Hallelujah.
There's nothing I can do about that.
Thank you, Lord. Beautiful.
Praise the Lord.
Beautiful.
But I'm going to say it and say it and say it because yes, it's the truth, it's the truth, it's
yes,
the truth.
Amen.
And I believe that, you know, God's going to save you, then
yes.
there'll be a time of visitation.
Yes.
A time of visitation
yes,
that you will see. My God.
Amen.
Now I see what he's talking about. Absolutely. I have to believe it like that. Hallelujah. I have to believe it like that. Yeah, one day God, there'll be a time of visitation for all of us. Yeah, there has been up until now, and there always will be. This is one of them. Absolutely. We could get more out of it if we submit. Huh? Then it would really be our time of visitation.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
You know, back in the Philadelphia church age when folk were being healed and miracles were being done, they still are, just not on that fashion. I know God still does miracles because I'm one. Well, my sins are gone, and he's healed me many times. Without oregano oil.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
So I'm a testimony that he's a healer.
Amen.
And that's one of my prayers now is that for healing to come forth.
Yes.
I believe we are his children, and healing is the children's bread.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. A spiritual healing and a physical healing.
Amen.
We need the spiritual more.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
I believe we'll have to get the spiritual first. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful.
I believe that God wants to get us to a place so we can do certain things for us.
Yes.
Well, let's look at Gideon's army.
Thank you, Jesus.
He did want to deliver them, right?
Yes.
Not under those circumstances, though.
Yep. Amen.
Not under those. So he don't want to deliver us when we're heady and high-minded, when we second-guess the authority. He don't want to heal us like that. I'm telling the truth. Once he gets us submitted and looking to him and trusting in him, then he'll do what he wants to do. Otherwise, we'll say, well, we did this ourselves. You know, in our headiness, in our high-mindedness, in our rebellion, we did it ourselves. But understand now, whenever the children of Israel rebelled, God turned them over.
Yes.
Chastisement, correction.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Babylon was one of them.
Yes.
Of course, the Assyrians did a good job too.
Yes.
But out of them all, God delivered them.
Yes.
He is a deliverer.
Yes, Lord.
He will deliver us. I believe that. But again, if the grace God has given me is I see these things and I actually get some instruction in life out of
them.
Well, like for Gideon's arm, for example. I really see what I get out of that.
Yes.
God's not going to, he's a healer, he's a deliverer, but we'll have to meet some kind of condition.
Yes,
that's the same thing with he died for the sins of the whole world. They can't all meet the conditions.
Amen.
We can meet the conditions.
Hallelujah.
We are rebellious. We won't meet the conditions. See, there's different in can't and won't. Can't, God has no problem with that. They still get what they get, but no problem.
Amen.
Us that have eyes to see, ears to hear, and we won't hear.
Thank you, Jesus.
For God to give us the good stuff, he'll have to take care of that. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft.
Amen. 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 Absolutely. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
and no, we're not going to change God's mind.
Amen. Thank God.
Said he would save us, so he will.
Hallelujah.
We won't change his mind.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you. Aren't you glad about it?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So,
thank you, Lord.
You know, as our hearts are right,
yes, Lord.
And God performs his good will and his good pleasure.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Really?
Yes.
Amen.
God is a healer.
Yes. Amen.
I'm looking for it, but
yes,
I know something must come before that.
Amen. Amen.
And what's coming before that, it is really the miraculous work.
Yes, Lord.
Not the healing in itself.
Yes.
Not that healing, it's the other healing.
Yes, Lord.
And then it brings about, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless your holy
name. Now, don't turn my words around.
Bless your holy name.
All Pastor Rice said we have to do good things before God heals us.
No.
Not really. We'll have to submit to God's righteousness.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
We'll have to, in some form, obey.
Yes, Lord.
Hmm? We have to be obedient to the faith.
Yes.
To the measure that God has given us.
Yes, Lord.
Some men have no faith at all.
Right.
And we all have our measure of faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
But whatever measure, then God requires us to be faithful.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And if we don't rightly respond respond to what God has given us, Amen. Which, you know, some think is wrong, then if he would heal us, we wouldn't do that right either.
Right. Amen.
I guess you're going to call me a liar, huh?
No.
I've got scripture.
Amen.
He that is faithful in least,
Amen.
Faithful in much.
Amen.
If you won't give him what's due for this great salvation,
Amen.
You won't give him what's due for the great healing. Even though he has healed us all, there's nobody in here that hadn't been healed. Hallelujah. But we expect to be healed. We know we're healed. And saved so that we know we're saved. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, when we know it, then we'll act like we're saved. Hey, ain't that good preaching? Hey, I wish somebody would act like they're saved in here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. So I got the meditation, a time of visitation.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Which happens all the time.
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes.
But of course, you know, when you knew your sins were washed away,
yes, Lord.
Time of visitation.
Amen.
Amen. Hmm?
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
When you diligently seek God for something and he brings it to pass. Time of visitation.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You seeking an answer, you seeking a direction,
yes,
and
Lord.
God shows up,
yes,
and
Lord.
Then that's the time of
Amen.
Visitation. So we all know about them.
Yes, Lord.
But there's still one for us, you understand?
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we don't have to go anywhere.
Thank you, Lord.
No. Like I say, I believe for us to hear the way we need to hear, that will be a time of visitation.
Amen.
Because we hear what we need to hear.
Thank
I mean,
yeah.
With the ears. In.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
But with the ears that God gave us.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
When we understand what that hearing with the ears has to do with the heart.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And if your heart is
you,
full of rebellion,
thank you, Lord.
That is how you hear.
Amen.
I'm going to say it again.
Amen.
Just because you show up,
thank you, Lord.
And you read your Bible,
thank you, Lord.
And you pray on your knees,
thank you, Jesus.
That's not good enough.
Amen.
We're going to hear,
yeah,
as according to the condition,
Amen.
Of our heart.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
That's the way God does it.
Yes. Amen.
And though we preach good stuff, we hear good,
yes,
stuff on the broadcast, we still keep going around the
thank
same
you,
mountain,
thank you, Lord.
Because somehow we've not allowed God to move in our hearts,
Amen.
So that we could do it.
Thank you.
And we keep trying to reason it out.
Thank you, Lord.
If we just submit to authority,
Amen.
It'll be reasoned out.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Lord.
Huh? Yes, it will.
Yes. True.
Who is the authority? God.
God.
Yeah, through Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
He's the righteous judge.
Hallelujah.
He'll decide who gets the crown.
Yes, Lord.
Paul said, I'm going to get one.
Amen.
That's what it, yeah. Yeah, I believe it. He said, there is a crown of righteousness laid up for me. Come on, Ann, get excited. Huh?
Yes.
He said, I finished my course. I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. So I'm expecting the crown. It won't be denied me. Because he's righteous that
Amen.
Brings a crown. But there's a crown not just for me.
Amen.
There's a crown also for them that love his appearing.
Hallelujah.
Again, we look at love his appearing as time of visitation.
Amen.
Huh? Now, if you get through it all and you pray, there's a time of visitation.
Yes. Amen.
But every time we pray, some of us, maybe there's not. It could be. It's not by feeling.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
It's by the right order.
Amen.
If you do what the word says,
yes.
It's a time of visitation.
Amen.
Some are reluctant to do what the word
says.
And I'm still amazed.
Yes.
I'm still amazed.
Amen.
And I guess all I can come up with is we'll just have to come to our time of visitation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But I heard about Zacchaeus. He had his time. He climbed up the tree so we could see Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Boy, God had put it in his heart. God,
amen.
This is God working.
That's right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
His little statue didn't stop him.
Amen.
He had a big heart.
Yes, Lord.
He said, I want to see Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So whatever was necessary, that he did.
Amen.
Like the woman with the issue. She said, I'm going to touch the hem of his garment.
Huh?
She had a big heart.
Amen.
There was nothing that hindered her. She overcame all the obstacles. Because of the faith that God had put in her. God had put faith in her to believe that if she would touch him, she could get healed in virtue. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Zacchaeus had faith to want to see him.
Hallelujah.
And he had a heart after God,
yes,
because
Lord.
God called him down.
Yes, Lord.
If we meet him, he'll call us down. Huh? Anyway, Zacchaeus came down and gladly received him.
Yes,
understand, received him.
Yes,
that means he said, this is authority.
Yes, Lord.
He received him.
Yes.
That's what you do with authority.
Yes, Lord.
Otherwise, you rebel.
Amen. Amen.
And the Lord has authority.
Yes.
That's why he can save us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And in his authority to save us, he instructs us.
Yes. Thank you,
we like the saving part, but we don't like the way he goes about it. We don't like the way God does things. Well, his ways are not our ways.
I love the way he does it.
We like to be saved. Not by instructions.
That's the truth.
Huh? Well, we can't do it.
Amen.
All wise God said he needs to tell us.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Lord. I think it says sin is not imputed where there's no law. Well, sin is imputed now because there's some instructions. And in John, it said, they said, are we blind? Well, praise God.
Hallelujah.
In case they, in actuality, they were blind.
Yes.
Because they say that they could see.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And yet they were still in their unrighteousness.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
They say, your sin remains.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ain't God good?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Well, authority, you instruct me, but, you know, I see. So I can't submit to you. Somehow, it'll probably be bad against me if I submit to you. So says the seducing spirits. Doctrines of devils. Hallelujah.
Oh,
yeah, that submission. Bad stuff. Bad stuff. Bad stuff. Some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words. For Jesus said, for judgment I'm coming to the world. That they which see not might see. So that's the criteria. They that see not. But if you say we see, then you must be blind. Praise God. Some of the Pharisees were with him, heard these words and said, are we blind also? If ye were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say we see, therefore your sin remaineth. And there we are. Yeah, we see, Lord. Hallelujah, but we don't see how to submit. Then I guess our sin remains in us. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. There's one in Luke 19, and some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. Because they were saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. He answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. When he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, if thou had known, even thou at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace. But now they are hid from thine eyes. And that's how God does it. Even though we're children of the light, children of the day, we only know in part. Absolutely. We should walk like that. For the day shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee round and keep thee in on every side. And they shall lay thee even to the ground and thy children within thee. And they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the day of thy visitation. Jeremiah 25, therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, because you have not heard my words. You have not heard my words. Behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, saith the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against this land and against these inhabitants, against the inhabitants thereof, and against all these nations round about, and will utterly destroy them. Now, it begins with, because you have not heard my words. All right? This is the judgment. But it begins with, because you have not heard my words. Will utterly destroy them and make them an astonishment and a hissing and a perpetual desolation. Moreover, I will take from them the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstones and the light of the candle. And this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment. And these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. Now, you remember how it began?
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you did not hear my words.
Amen.
Now, we have ears to hear.
Yes, Lord.
And they had ears to hear.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the result because they did not hear.
Amen.
Because they didn't get their heart right.
Amen.
So they could hear.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
It shall come to pass when 70 years are accomplished that I will punish the king of Babylon.
Yes.
And that nation, saith the Lord, for their iniquity, and the land of the Chaldeans, and will make it a perpetual desolation. And I will bring upon that land all my word which I pronounced against it, even all that is written in this book which Jeremiah hath prophesied against all nations. Hallelujah. For many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of them also. And I will recompense them according to their deeds and according to the works of their own hands. Hallelujah. I'm going to have them trim you up, chastise you, sift you. But afterwards, I'm going to judge them. And he always does it that way. Thank you, Lord. Jeremiah 10, he hath made the earth by his power. Who is that? He hath established the word by his wisdom. Who is that? And has stretched out the heavens by his discretion. Who is that? Should we give glory to such a one? Do we know such a one? Are we in fellowship with such a one? Hallelujah. When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens. He causeth the vapors to ascend to the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with the rain and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasury. Every man that is brutish in his knowledge, every man is brutish in his knowledge.
Amen.
Every founder is confounded by the graven image.
Amen.
For his molten image is falsehood, there is no breath in them.
Amen.
Their vanity and the work of errors.
Thank you, Lord.
In the time of their visitation, they shall perish. All right? Now it goes on to say the portion of Jacob is not like this. For he is the form of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance.
Amen.
The Lord of hosts is his name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Egypt is like a very fair heifer, but destruction cometh.
Amen.
It cometh out of the north. Also, her hired men are in the midst of her like fatted bullocks. But they also are turned back and are fled away together. They did not stand because the day of their calamity was come upon them and the time of their visitation. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. Glory, glory. The Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, said, behold, I will punish the multitude of No and Pharaoh and Egypt with their gods and their kings. I will punish the multitude of No and Pharaoh and Egypt with their gods and their kings, even Pharaoh and all them that trust him. And I will deliver them into the hand of those that seek after lives, and into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and to the hands of his servant. And afterwards it shall be inhabited as in the days of old, saith the Lord. But fear not thou, O my servant Jacob, and be not dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I will save thee from afar off, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return and be in rest and at ease, and none shall make him afraid. Fear thou not, O Jacob, my servant, saith the Lord, for I am with thee. For I will make a full end of all the nations, whether I have driven thee. But I will not make a full end of thee, but correct thee in measure. And yet will I not leave thee wholly unpunished. Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Lord. Jeremiah 50:25, the Lord hath opened his armory and hath brought forth the weapons of his indignation. For this is the work of the Lord, the God of hosts. This is the work of the Lord, God of hosts, in the lands of the Chaldeans. It's the Lord's doing. Come against her from the utmost border, open up her storehouse, cast her up as heaps, and destroy her utterly. Let nothing of her be left. Slay all her bullocks. Let them go down to the slaughter. Woe unto them, for their day is come, the time of their visitation. Hallelujah. Behold, I'm against thee, O most proud, saith the Lord God of hosts, for thy day is come, the time that I will visit thee. Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. So there was a time that Moses saw the burning bush. And the angel of the Lord spoke to him out of that burning bush, because it was a time of visitation for the people in Egypt. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yahweh should tell them, I've seen their affliction. I've heard their cry. I've seen their affliction by way of their taskmasters. And I'm come down to deliver them. This thing was prophesied to or revealed to Abraham back in Genesis. When Abraham got his call and he had a vision, God said, now your seed, they're going to go down in Egypt. He told them how long. He said, but afterward, I'll visit them. How about that? Hallelujah. So, yeah, it was passed down from generation to generation, but there was nothing they could do about it but being the fulfillment of it. And that's concerning all the things that God has said. Us knowing him is not to change them, because that won't happen. Praise God. If he say he's going to punish us, then he punishes us. We're not going to change that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But all of God's correction is for our good and for his glory. Hallelujah. He's due the glory. He's worthy of all the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Give God the praise, praise the Lord, give God, oh hallelujah.
Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah.
So we'll have to wait till the appointed time, and there is an appointed time for the coming of the Lord, for the glorious church to be manifest, for everything that God has said. Hallelujah. My people will be willing the day of my power. Hallelujah. The watchman will see eye to eye. Ain't that all right? So it will all come to pass. And what's going on is to bring it to pass. You know, your correction, your perplexity. Perplexity is when you can't figure it out. Right. So there we are. There's some things we just can't figure out. One reason or another. For the most part, it's just not the time for us to know. And basically, that's because we're not in the condition that we need to be to know. Understand, God is wise. Huh? So when he saved us, he didn't let us see all the way down the road. He led us step by step. He's still leading us. Huh? Come on. Hallelujah. He nourished us up and got us ready to go the next step of the journey. He's still doing it that way. The things that are happening are necessary. Necessary. Your steps are being ordered by the Lord. You're not being done wrong. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. God will take care of you. You know, when we were young and we'd read our little stories, they all started out. And once upon a time, they'd all end and they lived happily ever after. And then we live life and it don't always turn out like that. Huh? But this gospel story, it'll be like that. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. All right, thank you, Lord. Now, hopefully, yeah, I'm still believing God for that that time of visitation. Praise God. You know, when we can say, I got it now, Lord. Man, I got it now. I've been hearing this. My God, now I see. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right. All hearts and minds clear?
Yes.
Glory, glory. So are we clear on ordering in, out, or whatever? Not just pizza, you know. We don't order out. No. Praise the Lord. We have food here. Good food. Maryland said, man, the food is always good here. And I said, Maryland, are you getting enough to eat? She said, folk don't get enough to eat here. It's their own fault. Huh? Isn't that good? There's plenty of good food here. And we got saints who give themselves to prepare. Huh? Give themselves to plant and till and harvest. Yeah, we don't want to order out. No. Let's give God the glory. We want to eat at the King's table. Hallelujah. All right. I'm almost done. You're looking good, Marilyn. Praise the Lord. So glad you're here. Hallelujah. What a blessing there, huh? Old David too, huh? Amen. Yeah. You are all a blessing. Huh? And God will make this trial a blessing. Just wait and see. Hallelujah. All right. Brother Irwin, would you pray for us?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your grace. Thank you for your healing. Thank you, Lord, for your help every day, your instruction every day, your love every day. We just pray, Lord, that we would appreciate your love, appreciate your healing and everything you do for us. and that you will seek to please you by faith, to keep the faith until the end. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Let the church say amen. Amen. Lord bless you, saints. Maranatha. The Lord is coming.
Hello. This is Sister Danielle Carey calling in. I'm just calling in to ask for prayer for myself. I'm still going through a lot of stuff and a lot of relationship stuff with friends and family and just not feeling it well. Anyway, please pray for me so I'll have an attitude of being grateful and especially to God for all his love and care and thanking God so much for the broadcast and for everything that was done at the ministry for the ministry to continue with the broadcast and everything that's necessary. So thank you so much for the prayers and your help. And I just praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for all your love and care for us. And thank you so much. Maranatha, God bless y'all, all of you there. And participate in the keeping the ministry, the Overcomer ministry, alive and well. And thank you. And Maranatha, God bless y'all. Amen. Bye-bye.